Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey guys, it's Joanna Jędrzejczyk, the UFC strawweight, and you are listening to the Knockout Radio.
Up here at the radio station, Matt's down in Brazil. Matt, you want to split a dollar ticket for this Powerball?
Heck yeah.
Okay, I'll go get it later.
Yeah, buy me some. I'll if we win, we'll split it 50-50.
Okay. We've been talking a lot about the Tampa Bay Comic Convention coming up next weekend. Let's welcome our next guest, and he truly is a legend. You all know that I don't like using that word. It's overused. It's not overused for this man. Let's welcome to the program, Bob Eubanks. Bob, how are you?
Hey, I'm just fine. Thank you very much for that intro. That was great.
We appreciate your time. Before we talk about not only the convention coming to town and obviously a couple of the game shows, talk about some of the other things in your career. I didn't realize not only a radio DJ, but you also dabbled in country music. And when I mean dabbled, I'm talking about some of the biggest names in the music biz.
Well, you know what happened? I was working at the number one rock station in L.A., KRLA. And the Beatles decided to tour America. So I hawked my house and presented the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl, 64, 65, and then 66 at Dodger Stadium. I think I'm the only living person to have produced a Beatle concert all 3 years they toured. And then later on, after I did a whole bunch of rock and roll, I got into country music. And I went to Merle Haggard and I said, I want you, guy. And so I ended up producing all of his concerts for 10 years. And during that time, I managed the career of Dolly Parton and Barbara Mandrell. So I've had a wonderful career. And then along comes game shows, you know.
Well, then let's talk about it. Obviously, from my era, I remember watching the Newlywed Game. I remember Card Sharks vividly. Talk about what that was like, you know, hosting the Newlywed Game. And I'm sure the questions and even more so some of the answers were outrageous.
Yeah, we were kind of like the spicy program, I guess, way back then. But my radio station had a basketball team. And we were playing, and one of the celebs on our team was a guy named Bobby Boris Pickett. And I asked him, I said, who's your agent? You're getting so much work. And he told me. And my friend Charlie O'Donnell bet me $5 I couldn't sign with him. So I did sign with him and ended up getting the Newlywed Game. And I did that show off and on for 5 decades.
And I believe one of the taglines had something to do with Whoopi, correct?
Yeah, you know, they wanted me to say make love, and I wouldn't do it because I didn't think you should have to explain that to your children until you were ready to do so. So Sinatra had a hit record, make and Whoopi, and I said, I'll say Whoopi, and that's how Whoopi came about.
What was either the craziest, strangest question that was asked or answer, if you remember?
Well, I remember one time I asked this lady, I said, what's the one thing your husband told you not to talk about? And she looked at me and she says, my husband and my cousin are going to kill my uncle for the insurance. And I said, what? But what made it so weird is when they came back in, the husband matched the answer. Talk about weird.
Yeah, that definitely is. Then that you hosted, and now they've even brought it back in Card Sharks. Talk about that a little bit.
I loved Card Sharks. It was really a lot of fun. And there were two models on the show, Susanna Williams and Lacey Pemberton. Lacey Pemberton is the person over the last few years that has chosen all of the contestants on The Bachelor and Bachelorette. But it was a fun time. I shared a dressing room with Bob Barker, and there was a big thing on the wall, big, beautiful thing. And I took it off the wall and put it under the couch, being the jerk that I was. And so I'm out at my ranch, and we're roping, and I get an emergency phone call from Jonathan Goodson. Where's Barker's plaque? I said, what black? He said, don't mess with me, man. He won't go on. He won't shoot five shows until we find it. I said, oh, for God's sake, it's under the couch. And I said, what does WGMC mean? He says, world's greatest MC.
Go ahead, Matt.
My question, you know, is really more about like the obviously the host of the show makes the show. And, you know, recently they announced that Wheel of Fortune is going to have a new captain at the helm, you know, that Pat's stepping down.
Yeah.
You know, are some shows so big that no matter who is the host, it can continue on? Because I can't imagine the Newlywed Game without you hosting it. So, you know,
well, they tried it, you know. Yeah, they tried it. A game show network did. You know, and Pat, he's such a good guy. He did that show for 40 years. And we'll see what happens. But Vanna's going to stay on, and the format's pretty simple. So I think Ryan will do a good job on that one, really.
Well, what do you think of game shows today? And not necessarily to compare them. You know, a lot have come back. The Pyramids come back. But give me your thoughts on some of the newer game shows of this era.
Well, I can tell you this. I think Steve Harvey is wonderful. He makes that show, I believe, anyway. And I've always thought that actors and comedians have a tough time doing game shows because they can't stand anybody else to be funny. But Steve Harvey, he's really good that way. And I think Wheel of Fortune, I think that he'll do a good job there. But those are the only two game shows that I've been watching, really.
I know my wife and I, that's all we do. We come home from work, we put on the Game Show Network, you know, we watch them all, Split Seconds, now a new one. We love game shows. Before we run out of time, though, let's talk about you coming to the Tampa Bay area, the 28th through the 30th, the Tampa Bay Comic Convention. Have you done a lot of these conventions, and what's it like when young and old fans come up to you and ask you questions or have a conversation about back in the day?
You know, it's just wonderful. As you mentioned, we're going to do the Tampa Bay Comic Convention, and I'm going to do it on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 28, 29, and 30. And it's fun. I have a good time. And there's a whole bunch of other celebrities there, you know. I mean, we're having like a mass convention with Jamie Farr and Loretta Swit and Jeff Maxwell. Corey Feldman will be there. I mean, it's just a full house of celebrities and fun. And I just can't wait to go to this one at Tampa Bay, really.
We've spoken to a couple of those guests as well. We had Loretta on not too long ago. I'm curious, as you're hitting the tour of some of these Comic-Cons, have you ever had a conversation with somebody that was on one of those game shows and they said, hey, Bob, I was on in 19-whatever?
Oh, yeah. I've had several people come up to me and tell me they were on the Newlywed Game. That's the only one, but I've had a lot of people say, hey, my wife and I were on the Newlywed Game back in blank blank, you know. So it's fun. You know, at this point in my life, I just want to have a good time. And these Comic-Con conventions, the one in Tampa Bay, they're just fun. And I get to meet a lot of people and enjoy and tell them stories and the whole nine yards. I mean, I got a Beatles story if you want to hear it.
Absolutely.
All right. Paul McCartney had a melody in his head, and he would walk around humming it, but he didn't have any words. Finally, he put words. Well, what he would do is he'd walk around and hum the melody and say, scrambled eggs, scrambled eggs, scrambled eggs. And he finally put words to it, and Scrambled Eggs became one of the most recorded songs in the history of music yesterday. How's that?
That is crazy. What was it like, you know, working with them? You know, obviously one of, if not the most iconic band, you know, of all time.
Yeah, it certainly was. First year, they were wide-eyed. They wanted to meet certain celebrities. Second year, they were tired. And they set up a meeting over at Elvis's house. Now, I wasn't invited, by the way. But while they were at Elvis's house, Paul McCartney found something that was really amazing to him. It was something that you could put in your hand and change the channel. And it just mesmerized him. And then the third year, I had them at Dodger Stadium, and they were tired. And that was the second to the last concert that they ever appeared in for money.
Wow. Good stuff. I know that you're doing, I don't know if it's a podcast or a radio show, about some of these stories. Talk about that and how people can tune in and hear those.
Well, I'm doing a show, a live show called Backstage with the Beatles. And that's when I tell stories that lead up to music. And then I have a Beatle band on stage with me, Ticket to Ride. And the stories I tell leads right up to music. And it's a good show. We sell out almost everywhere we go. I'm having a good time, guys. I really am. You know, coming to the convention at Tampa Bay is just fun. I invite everybody to have some fun with me. And I'm very fortunate right now, believe me.
Very good stuff. Mr. Bob, sir, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong for coming on and talking to us. And all the fans can go out and meet Bob Eubanks on the 28th, hey. 29th, 30th in
Tampa.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear what happened to the president this morning?
No.
Yeah, well, he had to go to the doctor because he couldn't stop Putin.
We need to hit a break on that. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck Diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is, as the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're hanging out here having some conversations. Sits down, and I love this guy for numerous reasons. One, obviously, the first name, Randy Harris, Randy Brown. Randy, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
What happened to that big medallion from last
night? You know, you got to switch it up sometimes, you know? You got to switch it up. So decided I'd give it a rest today.
There you go.
You know, it's a little heavy.
Yeah, it definitely is. Fan Expo, again, give me your thoughts. The crowd continues to grow.
Yeah, this is amazing, man. This is amazing. It shows how far we've come as a sport, and it shows the ceiling, you know, it's good continuing to grow, you know, and it shows big aspirations and, you know, for the younger generation coming up. So I'm excited.
Hey, it's funny the way you're saying that the younger generation, you are the younger generation. Longest running MMA combat show in the country.
Yeah.
You know, started at UFC 1.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
When you say as it continues to grow, you should have seen it at UFC 1.
Wow.
UFC 11. I was telling somebody yesterday at UFC 11, the after party was three fans, one media, Tank Abbott, and a cheese plate.
Wow.
So again, to see this, you know, to see Panini now involved and Topps previous, you know, trading
Incredible.
Cards. What was it like when you saw your first trading card?
Man, it was surreal. It was surreal. I was super excited. Panini did like an instant card for me. I wasn't in like the actual set. It was after my fight. They just dropped the instant. And it was surreal to me, man. I was like, wow, I'm on an actual trading card. It's who would have thought? Who would have thought? You know what I mean? So, yeah, it meant a lot. It really did. And now I'm actually, over time, I'm in the actual set now and, you know, different cards.
Do you collect? Did you collect before MMA?
No.
And
I collect Pokemon cards.
Do you really?
Back in the day, you know what I mean, as a kid. But, this was something that, was just, it happened, and I was like, all right, now I need to get involved now that I have an actual card.
Let me just ask you this one thing, and then we'll maybe do some serious stuff. You said Pokemon, all right? So
yeah.
I know less than nothing about Pokemon, all right? So I have a couple grandkids, and there's a game, a Pokemon game, mm-hmm. you know, on an app, and you, like, chase these Pokemon.
Yeah.
Have you done it? Because I hate it because I'm so obsessive that I'm driving down the road, and my phone goes off. Right, right. Do you do that?
Oh, man, no. I know what you're talking about. I've never tried that.
Don't start.
It's Pokemon, right? So it's not a Pokemon. But Pokemon, yeah, it's. I've never done that, but I know the app you're talking about where you chase them around and stuff like that, and they'll just pop up in random places.
You have to fight them.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, you're driving, and your phone goes off. You know, there's a fight right there. I'm like driving, but it's a fight. You gotta stop.
So listen, this is, you know, this expo, even though it, like last year, we were just downstairs. And this year, I believe it's on two levels now. And it's just getting so much bigger every single time. And as you said, the sport has grown even in the time that you've been in it, which is actually a very long time, actually, compared to a lot. When you see kids coming in here with UFC t-shirts on, hitting bags and wanting to be part of this sport, if a young kid comes into your gym and says, I want to do this, what's the kind of approach? What kind of advice do you, with all your experience, give to that child?
Well, the thing is, there's a lot of ups, right? And there's a lot of lows. So a lot of times we tend to focus on, well, we see the ups, we see the glitz, the glamour.
Yeah.
But this game is not a game, right? It's not. It's very serious.
Yeah.
And it's very serious consequences. So the thing about this is you have to be resolved. You have to be resolved from the very beginning. And honestly, I try not to encourage people to fight. I truly don't. You know, that may sound weird coming from a professional fighter, but, you know, it's more so, hey, make sure this is what you want to do. Because as children and kids, a lot of times we don't know exactly what we want to do, right? Yeah. We're like, oh, I'm infatuated with this right now for this moment.
I still don't.
can I ask though, when you first came into the game, did you go into, there's a reason I'm asking you this, but did you go into this game going, my aim is to be a world champion, or my aim is to better my life for myself and my family, make good money, put myself out there to give yourself opportunities after the sport, or was it just focused on success and having a belt wrapped around you?
For me, it was the belt.
Yeah.
For me, it was the belt. The thing is, I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was someone that, from where I came from, it was a lot of people didn't even get out. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
For me to be here now, being in the UFC in general, being in combat sports, I had no, when I was younger, I didn't have a wrestling background. I didn't have like a crazy combat background where I was like, hey, okay, this is what I'm going to do. And I have this whole plan.
Yeah.
I was just athletic enough, you know, and I had a goal and I fully committed. I was resolved. I locked in and I gave my entire heart to it.
Yeah.
And it worked out for me.
How do you not fall into, are you watching this season of The Ultimate Fighter first?
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Well, you know, this season, it's you, former UFC fighters.
Yeah.
And they're obviously fighting to try to get back to where they were. And every single one of them said, you know, once I got to the UFC, I reached what I was trying to do. And that's why they're not in the UFC anymore.
Yep.
How do you make sure that you don't fall into that, that every day? And I know that you do. You know, every day is like a fight to stay where you are now.
For sure. You know what it is? It's competition. Competition. You know, if you get comfortable, then if you get comfortable in the gym and the younger dudes in the gym that are just as hungry as you were, they're going to be on your ass. And then that'll tell you exactly that'll tell you about your future. You know what I mean? The guys that you're training with and what's happening during training, that'll tell you about your future. But if you continue to be competitive, if you continue to thrive in that room and continue to drive and wake up every morning and show up and give it 110%, you already know where you're at, and you'll always know. But if you're slacking, oh, I'm already in the UFC, I don't have to train today, I'm chilling, you know, then I'll tell you what your future is, you know.
You'll be fighting to get back.
Yeah.
So a former Tampa Bay Buccaneer, he fought at UFC 100, Marcus Jones.
Uh-huh.
Marcus Jones, number one draft pick out of North Carolina, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I remember him.
He once told me, well, it's because of me he sort of got into MMA. I had Hughes' belt, and I brought it to training camp.
Oh, wow.
And he saw it, fell in love with the belt, the competition. He once told me, I don't like football. I'm just good at it.
Mm.
You know, I don't really like it, and that's why you tried to MMA. Do you love the MMA, or are you just good at it?
That's a great question. I love martial arts. I don't love MMA. I'm just good at MMA, but I love martial arts. I love what martial arts was able to provide me. I love what martial arts was able to do for my life, and I knew that martial arts was bettering me. And if I continued down this path of martial arts, I knew that there was a huge reward at the end of it. And I'm still chasing that. I'm still pursuing that through this martial art journey. And, I'm just a guy that I like things to look good. I like swag. So I'm basically chasing, I'm chasing art. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm chasing art. Martial arts, that's my art. So that's it.
So give me your thought. Martial arts, when this whole thing started, was respect, was in the gym respect after the... And it's kind of dwindled away a little bit. You know, there's some that still are, yourself, and there's some are not. How do you decipher? How do you play that?
It's how you came up. You know what I mean? And it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, I came up under a real sensei in an actual dojo. A lot of people don't know. At one point, I was an uchideshi. A uchideshi is someone that lived in the dojo. I lived there, and I cleaned up in the morning, cleaned up at night, and I took care of it. Uchideshi means overseer of the dojo.
Right.
And that's how I came up. So I came up whenever we got a stripe on our belt and everything, you know. It was honesty. We had to recite the seven principles. It's more than seven, but it was honesty and justice, polite courtesy, courage, compassion, sincerity, duty, loyalty, honor, right? And those are things that my coach and my sensei kind of instilled in us growing up, you know, coming up in the gym. So that's just... It's a choice, and it's all about how you came up.
And it's a beautiful thing, and as Randy said, it's something that I think a lot of fighters sometimes forget about the basis of why we're all here and doing all those kind of things. But listen, big win last week before.
Jacksonville,
week before,
right?
Week before,
right?
Yep.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
What's next? Who do you want next? What's the plan?
Oh, man, what's next?
Can you tell us?
Sure, I mean... I'm here to put on exciting fights. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to put on exciting fights.
Yeah.
I'm here to make a lot of money, and I'm here to continue to get better and chase that belt. So whatever's going to move me up further and try to get me closer to that title and closer to my dreams, then that's what I want. But there's a ton of fighters in my division right now. There's a lot of fun fights. Guys like Magny, you know what I mean? Guys like Rachmanov, you know what I mean? There's good fights for me, man. Ian Garry.
The two of you, I think that would be, I mean, that's a big fight, because there's everybody loves to watch you fight because of the way you fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Irish thing, and everyone kind of calls him, you know, the next coming of Conor and all this nonsense, which I don't even think he likes, to be honest with you. But the idea that there's a little bit of noise behind him, I think the two of you headlining somewhere, I think would there'd be a great deal of attention, because I think just the two styles would just make 100%. One hell of a fight.
100%.
And would propel you to the next level.
Absolutely. Yeah, either one of us. Whoever comes out on top of that matchup is getting propelled to the next level. And I think that'll make for a fun fight, me and him.
You know what I like as we're talking to Randy?
Yeah.
You know, we interview a lot of people in all aspects. Have you noticed how he's smiling all the time? And, you know, he's lighting up when he talks about the dojo.
Do you know what? That's a very good point. We came in. I'm not going to name the people. But when we came in, sometimes you understand that this is part of the job.
Yeah.
And especially to grow your own brand, being the more, you know, personable or controversial or whatever you want to say, is the way to essentially grow that bank account.
Yeah,
that's essentially what what everyone's here to do. You seem like you really kind of enjoy it, or you're a phenomenal actor. Either way, I'm not going to argue.
Man. Nah, man, you know what it is? I'm embracing the moment. I'm embracing the moment. This is cool for me. This is new for me. This is my first UFC X, and I'm just hyped to be here. And it's funny, a lot of people typically don't really get to see who I am. They just see 15 minutes of me fighting, you know, and if you're not at the top, people don't see you outside of fighting, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I feel like recently people are starting to really actually get to see me for me, and I'm happy. I'm happy I'm able to show that I'm a multifaceted human being. You know, that's just what it is.
Yeah,
and that's why our style of doing this is different than most.
Yeah,
you know, people saw you fight 2 weeks ago. We don't need to talk about that.
Yeah, exactly.
They watched it. You know, and if you want to talk about it, there's 20 or 30 others. You know, I want people to get to know you. I always use this as like the WWE, which is ironic now that, you know, there's not in partnership but ownership is similar. You know, the whole thing about the WWE is you got to get people to want to be invested.
Yes.
Whether they like you or dislike you. They'll spend money if they dislike you.
Yes.
They'll spend money if they like you. So that's why I just want people to get to know you. Know
for sure.
What kind of guy you are. And, you know, not that you need more fans, but we all want more fans.
Oh, yeah. I do. I would love more fans. More fans is good.
So listen, this weekend, going down that sort of main card, is there any fights that kind of jump out at you as going, oh, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be sat with a drink watching that one?
Man, cliche, main event.
Yeah.
Main event, Rodriguez versus Volk.
Yeah.
I got to see Rodriguez get it done, man.
Really?
I'm just a fan of that style of fighting, the risk-taking, the flashiness, the martial art. It's art. I love seeing art, you know what I mean? And it's cool to take someone down. It's cool to mix up the arts. That's great, too. But when you see someone doing something outside of what the norm of what everyone else is doing, like spectacular techniques that they specifically worked and grind and honed, I can really appreciate that. So I want to see him pull off something spectacular and get it done.
Okay. That means I'm not so sure.
I know. I feel you. Head versus heart. But you know what I mean? I'd love to see him get it done.
I'm not a big fan when a fighter basically announces a retirement and then has a fight. You know, it's tough, you know, and even if you don't announce it, you know, but you know inside, and, you know, we talked about it, about going to the gym and all that, but there is one guy that can say, I'm retiring on Saturday, and you're going to get the same Robbie Lawler, whether he's retiring or whether he's fighting for another 10 years.
Yes.
Give me your thought on Ruthless.
Ruthless is absolutely incredible. Things that come to mind when you think about a guy like Robbie Lawler, the Ruthless one, you think about grit, you think about ferocity, you think about malicious intent, heart. Just what an incredible athlete, man. What an incredible athlete. And that's someone that's been in the game for a long time, and someone that I've been watching, you know, and kind of pulling what I can from him, you know. And you know, guys like that you can never duplicate, you know what I mean, because they're just one in a lifetime athletes, you know what I mean, whether they make it to the top or not. Those are guys who, you know, which he did. But those are guys just in their style, you just know, like, all right, this is a special guy.
Before we let you go, social media, you know, get all that out so people, if they're not already, they can start following.
Well, you can find me on Twitch. You know, I'm on Twitch. I stream on Twitch. I stream a podcast called The Pro and the Bro. You can find me on YouTube, on Rude Boy Studios. You know what I mean? Same thing. We upload our Pro and the Bros up there as well. And, yeah, that's it. Touch and go 170, touch and go _ for Instagram.
For the Pro and the Bros, what's the kind of subject matter? Is it talking about fighting, or is it just talking about life in general?
We talk about...
Are you just goofing around?
We pretty much. We talk about fighting,
right.
But we break down the fight. But then, you know, we talk about all kind of random stuff. And, like, you know, we try to – we'll find a moment in fighting, like you guys, that we want to speak about the athlete. What does the athlete have going on personally, or a moment that everyone's talking about, or, you know, a little bit of pop culture, that kind of stuff.
Very good stuff. Fantastic. Randy, thank you very much for your time. Give us your address. I know we've done it before. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong.
Okay.
As well as a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate
you,
it.
Right. We'll be right back.
Take care.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat. The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
All right, we are back with you live from Tournament de Pizza here in St. Pete. Matthew running around somewhere in Brazil, chilling on the beach while his opponent is training his ass off.
What do you mean recovering on the beach? I mean, I train every night at the gym. It's a different mindset down here.
The jiu-jitsu schools
are busy.
I didn't say recovering on the beach. I said relaxing on the beach.
Well, no, I'm recovering because I trained hard the night before and my body needs a break.
Okay.
But that's the difference in culture, though. I mean, if you come down here to Brazil on a Friday night, you know, they're not at the movies, they're not at the mall, they're not at the beach. Like, they're at jiu-jitsu school. Like, where in America, it's a ghost town. Like, most of them don't even have classes on Friday nights because the culture is just different. You know, it's a commitment to each other and to the school and to the teachers and to themselves. It's just a different culture down here.
I know, because I've been there. I've been in Rio. I've been in the gym. Every night we would train, and then every night after training we would go to my best thing of the day, all those Brazilian buffets, the pizza buffet, the barbecue buffet. So I know that, but I'm learning a valuable lesson that you stop calling non-blood brother.
Oh, yeah?
Just learning. You know, you think you're tight. you think you're thick as thieves, you think, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, the smallest thing, whether it's the world we live in today or just people thinking that, that you're tight. And so I'm going to be more careful calling someone brother. I'm not Hulk Hogan. Not everyone's a brother.
Yeah, but I don't think you should put like any, I don't think you should change your stance and change who you are based on somebody else's actions. Like, you know, they may be going through a tough time in life. It's maybe it's them and not you. I mean, you haven't
changed. It's definitely not me. Yeah, it's definitely not me. Let's go back to whatever we were discussing before the top of the hour, and then Bob Eubanks. We were disagreeing on that it's disrespectful to go to somebody else's gym.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get it. Today's modern fighter, you know, it is about traveling and going here and training there. Like, you know, the Jackson Wink and all these legendary schools to go from one to another and sharpen your skills. But back in the day, like when I first got into martial arts 20 years ago, it was like that was your master, that was your school, and it wasn't really accepted, like, you know, publicly. You didn't really promote it, at least. You didn't talk about it. If you did go and they found out, they were like, oh, you went over to somebody else's school. Like, they saw it as a disloyalty. And I think there's some merit there. I think it is. I mean, obviously, social media has made it more acceptable, so you see it more, and it's more accepting. But I still think there's an underlying unwritten rule, and I know how you love those unwritten rules.
Hate them. David Vieira's gym should be opening either August or September. We talked a little bit about that last week. I'm taking Pat Sabatini, who we went out fishing. He was here a week ago, week and a half ago. I don't even remember now. We took him and a friend of his fishing. We're going to take him to the garage and do some jiu-jitsu in the garage with David and Joe. And so we're looking forward to that. And there's a rumor that not only I might be training again, but I may be getting promoted pretty soon as well.
Whoa. You have to hit the mats more than once every 6 years to get a stripe. I mean, there's rules to this stuff. I mean, unless you go online and buy a black belt, I mean, there's plenty of websites that will sell you. In fact, I think Diego Sanchez just went on a tirade yesterday, outing a fake martial art master, some lawyer claiming to be, you know, an expert in martial arts, and he put it all out there on the social media. So that is a big deal. You know, with technology comes people with no credentials and no history.
It's a big deal, and I can get the same black belt that Ralph Macchio got at Kmart.
That's true. I mean, honestly, it covers the same 2 inches of your body. So the color of the fabric, you know, it's the same purpose that a belt holds through your gi together, but the color indicates the skill level and the differences in experience. So the internet makes anybody able to be anything they want to be, right? So
I mean, that's definitely true. But, you know, we've talked about this before. You know, a lot of these schools that are really is just daycare, you know, so you send your children to these schools. You know, it's once they get out of school, they go to these schools, you continue to work. Every seems like 6 weeks, there's a belt promotion, which means you have to buy a new belt. And before you know it, your 12-year-old is a black belt. Now, don't tell me that 12-year-old black belt is equal, compatible, you know, to the 32-year-old black belt at any martial arts school.
Not even close. Unless they're raised in a culture such as Brazil, where it's from age 3, they're on the mats, and they by age 13 or 15, they are a legitimate 10-year veteran of the discipline. You know, that's a different story because it's a cultural thing. But yeah, in America, you know, it's just like after school soccer, or after school t-ball, or after school martial arts. It's a hobby, and they're graduating people because of the revenue source, and it's a business. So, you know, I'm not shaming anyone that makes their money off of kids camps and kids school martial arts, but you're right. A black belt, you know, it's significant of you've mastered all the techniques up to that level to certify yourself that you can perform anywhere, anytime at will. So, yeah, it's a shame that it's become a big business, but there are some absolute killers down here in Brazil, and they're like 15 years old, man, and you're like, whoa.
I would like to see these schools do like the jewelry store on Olmerton Road does. You know, if you buy a piece of jewelry there and you want to upgrade, they give you your full amount towards your upgraded item. So I would like to see schools do that. So you buy the white belt, and then when it's time to be promoted to the next belt, you get credit for the white belt. You turn the white belt in, but no. You know, now a 7-year-old has 14 belts hanging from his room, you know, like he's Hulk Hogan with all of his WWF title belts.
Now a tradition in the martial art world is when you graduate to get your stripe, they do a hazing where they slap you with your belt. They whip you. You take a gi off, and they beat you, and you run through a gauntlet of other people. I know your stance on it, Randy, is no one below your color belt should be able to hit you if you graduate to the next level.
A, it's ridiculous. B, I know we have to hit this break, and then we have another one of the chats that we're going to run, and we can talk about it after the top of the hour. But real quickly, before we get to that, yeah, I'm 1,000% against it. Even talked to David Vieira about it on Saturday. I was part of a couple of them. I felt it's probably the stupidest I ever felt, being a white belt slapping the back of a black belt who's running the gauntlet. But we'll talk about it. We'll continue this after the top of the hour, after we run the next chat that we recorded from International Fight Week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza. Tour de Pizza, visit us online at tourdepizza.com. Now remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Charles Howell from the PGA Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Okay, we are back hanging out at International Fight Week Fan Expo. D-Rod sitting down with us. Hey, man, how are you?
Great, man. It's good to be here.
Talk about the experience walking around this thing. It's
dude,
insanity.
Man, you can feel the energy as soon as you walk up in here. And you can just walk in here, you see the line of just tons of fans. It's crazy.
The thing that I find humorous is as soon as the doors open, it's like running, you know, to get in line. Obviously, it's a long line. And when I say running, I saw like an 85-year-old lady running. I saw a 3-year-old little kid running. That's what I like. It's like this is now blowing up so much that it's for everyone now.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to be here last year, and definitely, I mean, I'm surprised to see so many people here as soon as the doors open. Right. It's crazy.
I told this story the other day. So my co-host, who's back in the studio in Florida, trains fighters as well, and he's at a gym where Wiki Wright trains a bunch of the boxers train. And this homeless lady walked by, and normally when a homeless person, and I don't want this to sound wrong, but, you know, hey, can I get a dollar? Hey, can I get a beer? Hey, can I get a cigarette?
lady who was very old, pushing the shopping cart, yells, Conor McGregor. Right?
That's random, bro.
Right. It's like, random. You know, and I keep telling people that I don't think this is still as big as it can be. You know, again, I started at UFC 1, so to me, this is like unbelievable. But when I saw that, of a lady that the last thing I thought she would ever say is MMA or UFC and yells Conor McGregor, it's like, well, this is exploding. It's
goofy.
It also goes to show how famous Conor McGregor is.
Of course. And he's kind of transcended the sport, you know. But listen, so someone with your experience in this sport, you've been there, you've done it, you've had ups, you've had downs, you've had the lot. When you come in as a mixed martial artist, when you come into an event like this and you see so many youngsters, so many kids kind of punching bags, or they're wearing, you know, UFC t-shirts, and, you know, and they're kind of going to the dojo to try and learn a bit of jiu-jitsu or box or whatever it may be. You know, young kids wanting to come into where you train and look up to you and go, what do I do? I mean, what's the best kind of advice you would give to some of these kids that are now getting into this sport? What's the, you know, what's from someone that's been there and done it, what's the advice you would give to those kids?
I think the advice I give to the kids is definitely, if you're gonna do this and you want to do it, you got to be all in. You know,
yeah.
It's not like one of those kind of sports you could be kind of half-assing it, or if you're gonna do it, just stay dedicated and just stay consistent. And just give it all you got and just believe in yourself.
Yeah, you don't play this game.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You know, and it's funny, and you said it a minute ago, and, you know, he's a big dude, so I'm going to lean away because I don't want to get hit. But, you know, when you say a game, you know, and the last guest said it too. Yeah, it's a game, but it's not a game. This is different than, you know, going and playing baseball or, you know, football or cricket or rugby or whatever. This is totally different.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's kind of, in my opinion, the most competitive sport out there, you know, as far as competition wise and the level of commitment that it takes to be at this level. It definitely is high level stuff.
So listen, fight week, obviously it's a big deal. We have two title fights. In the two title fights, how do you see both of those going, the flyweight title and Volk versus Yair?
Man, I think Mexico's gonna go wild. I think Mexico's gonna go wild this weekend. you know, I got a lot of faith in Yair Rodriguez. I've obviously trained with him before.
Yeah.
I've been to actually able to witness the extremes that he goes to for training, and I can imagine. I wasn't there for this fight camp, but I can imagine his level of commitment was at, you know, it's an elite level of commitment.
Yeah.
So I know Brandon Moreno personally, and of course I'm going for the Mexican homies.
What is something about you that fans may not know?
Something about me that fans may not know. I'm an amazing cook. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, that could have gone worse.
Yeah.
What's your best dish? Your favorite dish to make and your favorite dish to eat?
Oh man, I would have to say I like to make in Mexicans, we call it mariscos. It's like it's like a seafood kind of platter. And my favorite dish to make is aguachiles. It's like a shrimp that's like naturally cooked in lime juice, or like the citrus in the lime.
Oh, stop it!
It's helped cook that. Yeah.
And obviously, I'm bringing these questions up for a reason. The next question is, when are you coming to Tampa, Florida?
Oh, Tampa, man! I've heard nothing but good things about Tampa. I was in Miami recently. Man, that weather was crazy though. That was crazy. It was like super humid out there. Yeah. I'm not used to that. I mean, I'm from LA. I'm used to the heat, but.
Well, we need to get you to Tampa. You know, we'll take you out fishing. Are you a fishing guy at all? Or
I actually never been fishing before.
Well, then, yeah, you definitely need to come to Tampa. We'll take you to the lakes and Disney World, take you boat fishing. And, you know, we're hooked up with a lot of fishing captains. What do you like to do for fun?
What I like to do for fun, actually, for fun, is I like to do stuff with my kids. I like to take my kids places or anything that they want to do. That's, for me, that's fun. Like, them having fun is
absolutely.
I'm loving my life.
How old are the children?
Oh man, I got five kids, bro.
How do you find the time?
You know, but hold on. I see how you're saying that. You're still many behind Nico Price, so you need to catch up.
He's had four children in training camp.
Yeah, I got a 14-year-old, I got 9, 8, 6, and I got a 1-year-old.
That's amazing. So your children that can understand what daddy does for a living, do you let them watch or do you not like them to be involved?
Oh, no, they watch. They, you know, I kind of let my kids decide whether or not they want to do so. Right now, my kids, they're doing something MMA related. My oldest son, he wrestles in high school. I told him, bro, you have to wrestle. You have to wrestle, bro. That's like one of the requirements. If he wants to do this, then you got to wrestle in high school.
Yeah.
And my two younger boys, they do jiu-jitsu. My daughter does Muay Thai.
Amazing.
And
but if any of them wanted to, it said, Dad, I want to do what you do, and I want to go into the business. You know, you obviously do this for your family. That's the reason you do it. Do you do this so they don't have to fight, or do you do this going to inspire them to, if they want to fight, listen, I'm going to coach you, I'm going to look after you, I'm going to tell you all the mistakes I made, kind of thing. Which would you prefer, them to fight or not to fight?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind them fighting. I happen to realize that I kind of like turn things around for my family and turn it into kind of like a fighting family.
Yeah.
And whether or not they want to do it later or not, you know, but they'll still have the experience in martial arts. You know, they'll be able to learn discipline and have the confidence.
Yeah.
Daniel, let me ask you this. You know, we talked about your children and them watching. How did that conversation go explaining just, you know, life, you know, fighting, you know, I'm going to win, but I'm going to lose, you know? And,
yeah.
And you know, you get upset, but you have to move on, pick yourself up. How did those conversations go?
Just recently, I mean, I'm coming off of two losses, and I've had to explain it to my son because he loses sometimes in his wrestling tournaments, and that's a part of the game, you know. But I think what's most important is how I carry myself and what I do after these losses is what really shows the character and the commitment to the sport and to, like, not let a loss, like, bring me down or anything like that. So I have to, like, I realize they're watching, so a lot of everything that I do has got to be, like, positive. So, yeah, like, my last two losses, I handled them well. I was back in the gym and just letting them know, like, this is part of the game.
And it's the same thing when you win, too. You know, the win was Saturday. Now it's Tuesday. That's over. Now we're moving ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
What's next for you? When would you like to get back in?
I just had talks recently with my management, and, you know, we're just looking for an opponent. I'd like to get in there about, like, you know, just get a full fight camp, you know, like six to 8 weeks. I've been ready to fight anybody.
Explain to me, as a foodie, all of you fighters like to watch the Food Network Fight Week. Explain that to me.
You know what? I do that to myself. I mean, it's kind of torturous sometimes. Right. But really, I'm just like taking notes. Like, hey, after this weight cut, I'm gonna go eat this place. I'm gonna go here. I'm gonna eat this, and I'm just taking notes.
So almost like a food critic.
Yeah, dude.
So we may have to do something on the radio moving forward. Like once a month, get you on so that you can talk about a restaurant you've been to or a restaurant you want to go to. Or, you know, I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, dude. Yesterday, I just got into town yesterday. I've already been to two restaurants. That I was thinking about, like, all right, when I get to Vegas, this is what I'm gonna do.
Which ones?
There's a Blue Ribbon Sushi. I went and had a whole bunch of stuff. Yeah, yeah, Blue Ribbon was good. And T-Bone Steakhouse, I had a good steak there.
What do you recommend? Jimmy lives here. So I live in Florida, Jimmy lives here in Vegas. What do you recommend?
Oh, but that's like saying, what do you recommend fun to do at Disney World? It's like, there's kind of so many. I'm a big fan of Hell's Kitchen, the Gordon Ramsay place, just because they do this sticky toffee pudding thing. I'm a big pudding guy, as you can obviously tell. So it's just, it's like an English dish. It's amazing. But yeah, Hell's Kitchen's the, I would recommend that. Yeah, definitely. I love it.
I actually haven't been there yet.
It's really fun. It's good fun.
I need to do that.
Yeah, it's good fun.
I'll tell you a sushi place off the air. I'll do that here in a second. Daniel, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend, because it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
For coming on, we're going to get your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8-Man Strong, as well as some stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, brother.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Brady Quinn, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left.